to begin to test 60 minutes there, James. That was quite the finish.
For the 90 minutes, I'll start with the first half, nowhere near acceptable. We got out fought, we were second to every ball. Airdrie wanted it more than us, which is disappointing, and it's the first time I've labelled that at that group. Nowhere near the standard that great away support deserved, that I want to be the manager of a team that'll come out and play like that. I can accept getting beat. I can accept conceding goals. What I can't accept is another team wanting it more than us. And for 45 minutes, and maybe, I'm not so sure even in the second half when they had 11 men, we were a wee bit better. We started the second half okay. Obviously, we conceded the goal, another poor goal. But I think the three things that do come out of that and over the course of the 94, 95 minutes was the character we showed to get back in the game, the 3 points, and the performances of the subs that come on were outstanding. That is a positive, and the players deserve a lot of credit for licking their wounds at half time and coming out and performing, because that's not easy when you're 3-0 down. And Dave said that in there, not a lot of them will have, or might never again, come back for 3-0 and win a game. And only Kyle Benedictus is that, like in the playing squad, that had happened to. So that's a massive show of character from the group, but it's nothing less than the fans deserve, because I say I was disappointed, verging on embarrassed. No, not even verging on, I was embarrassed with the first half performance, I'll be honest. It wasn't what those boys have shown since the 14th or 15th of June, even in training and everything they do it with real determination, real desire, whether it's a training session or a game. But for 45 minutes today, it certainly wasn't that.
You were a wee bit unlucky though not to be in front in the first 50 minutes. Well, so I thought. What was your view on the goal that was disallowed? Craig White's header?
Couldn't see it for here. But again, that doesn't take away from the fact that we were still second to every ball, that Airdrie team looked that they wanted it more than us. They certainly ran more than us. And that's what we built this squad on, is that we keep running, even when things are going wrong. As I say, I can accept that when things are going wrong, but you roll your sleeves up and you help your mate out, you just run about. And people will say, what about all the good football that teams play, what about all the other stuff? But at the bottom line, that all these good clubs and all these top players, what they do is they work as hard as they can, and in the first half we didn't do that. So regardless whether the goal was given or not, I still wouldn't have been happy.
Was that partly you're thinking in terms of the substitutions in the first half, try and get a bit of a reaction maybe?
Wasn't it a reaction? No, I think I've shown before, myself and the staff, that if we don't think something's going right, if we're not happy, then it's nothing personal. We picked two that we thought we could take off and get other players on, because there's players sitting on that bench that must have been sitting watching that thinking, why am I sitting on the bench when people weren't even, and I mean, I think there's maybe one out there. Lewis was running about. Craig was running about. Apart from that, everybody else just looked as if it was an acceptance that, oh, Airdrie were better than us today. So, you know what, we're just going to wave the white flag, and that's not what we're about. That's not what this football club's about. That's not what those fans deserve. And thankfully, we gave them something to celebrate in the end. And we deserved the celebrations we did, because it showed a lot of character. And they deserved us to come over to Rame. Whether we win the game or not, the players would have been over to Rame, either to applaud them or to apologise to them, because they don't deserve that, and it's no something that we want to do.
And certainly the guys that you did bring on, they had a massive impact, didn't they? We just spoke to Robbie. First of all, you've mentioned before that he's maybe been a wee bit unlucky not to play more, but he had a great impact for you today, I thought.
He was excellent, and he was close to playing, and you can see why. But when you're training that way every day and you're not really getting your chance, and looking back, he must have been one of the ones sitting saying, how am I not getting a chance out there? I thought Ewan was excellent on his debut, getting flung in at 20 minutes or 35 minutes to come on in a game, and when your team was 1 or 2 nil down at the time, I can't remember, it was 2, but the changes were getting made at 1-0. So that Nikolai gets another great goal. Kevin was excellent. Matty was part of the, yeah, but in terms of the subs, Chris Mockery was excellent as well, so the changes did work. But again, it wasn't down to a great player, and it was they went on, they ran about, and they they put their shoulder to the wheel and they says, look, we're not accepting this. And then everybody else followed suit and nobody accepted it, and we got the win. But look, we got away with one, because Airdrie were excellent. They're a very good team. They're the best team we played. That's my opinion on it. People might think it's disrespectful to other teams, but the game at East End Park and then here, nobody's done that to us. Nobody done what they done to us at East End Park. And we've got another game against them next week, but it'll be even harder, because they'll be hurting in there, being 3-0 up and losing the game. They'll be hurting, they'll be down. But next week they'll come and they'll be the same. They'll be in our faces for the first minute, and we need to stand up and do that, because if we don't, we'll not get away with it again.
We could see what obviously it meant to not just the fans but the players and yourselves as a coaching team with them. Is that why? Because you knew you'd been in such a difficult game today?
No, because we picked up on our 3 points and we had let the fans down in the first half, and we had a great away support. Like, they were noisy and they were right to be annoyed in that first half, because they're not used to seeing that this season. And if I was a fan, I think I'd have walked out. So credit to them for staying, and credit for them to them for getting behind the team and sticking with the team, and they got their reward in the end. But the fans know as well that we got away with one today. The fans know football just like anyone, and they go to games, they travel all over the country. So for them to stick with us, to get behind us and help us over the line, that's why we went over there, and that's why it meant so much to the players, to the staff and to the fans, because it's a collective thing. About being with us all season, and for 45 minutes, and they were right to be whatever they were, but no matter what, they stuck with us and they got behind us. So thank you, a massive thank you to them.